Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Today's going to be a great broadcast. Today, we're going to talk about how to hire and keep good cleaners. I know that's what you guys want and need because I talk to you every day. The reality of the situation is if you don't have cleaners, you have a job. If you have bad cleaners, you just have a miserable job. Either way, if you're going to have a profitable or fun or enjoyable cleaning company or life for that matter, you're going to want some really good employees and some really good cleaners and make sure that they're able to do a good job for you and your company. The reality is if we don't, our whole business depends on this, right? If we'd like to grow, it's going to require cleaners. If we'd like to stop cleaning, it's going to require cleaners. If we'd like to really build the picture we have in our mind of our company, right? I don't know that a lot of us kind of envision just cleaning all day, right? Or having lousy cleaners. So really our dream, our profits, our freedom, our reputation, all of it depends on the ability to get good cleaners. And really, there's just two big things in the cleaning business, the ability to attract and keep good employees and the ability to attract and keep good customers. So we're going to talk about the employees today because that's big. As we're going, for those of you that are just here, feel free to put in the chat your biggest employee challenges. I want to make sure if I've got something that you guys are dealing with that I didn't plan on talking about, but is good. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a good one. I respond. So put in the chat what your biggest employee challenges are. And I will, if it's something I think is good for the group, I'll respond to it for everybody. So and give you credit, of course, for the question. So. All right. The biggest problem, issues, holdback we have with hiring cleaners, believe it or not, is almost never the cleaners. We think it is, but it's really our beliefs. It's not the situation. It is what we think about the situation. Having helped hundreds and hundreds of owners of cleaning companies go through this process of either having no cleaners and having to transition from not cleaning to cleaning. And feel free to put in the chat where you are. If you're like, hey, I've got no cleaners, I'm just moving from cleaning everything myself for me and my wife, or maybe a couple of helpers to a team, or I've got a team, but I'm just stuck because I never can get enough, just so I know who's out there. Okay, so it's never, again, we've helped people in every circumstance, big towns, small towns, high unemployment rate, low unemployment rate. Andrea wants to say, hey, good to have you. And Catherine or Daniel, the Thamer, it's one of our elite members, couples who are just amazing human beings, are here. Good to see you both, or either of you, whoever we got. All right. Miranda's here. And Anna says, three cleaners from zero. Good for you. Desiree says, legal knowledge is a big challenge before hiring. All right. We'll definitely talk about that. So, well, actually, let's start with that because that is a belief that we have. Miranda says, so good to be on a live. Good to have you, sister. So that's a big one. We have this belief of it's going to be a legal mess, the payroll, all that sort of stuff. And the reality is, yes, there are, hey, Megan, good to have you. There are legal implications to having employees. The trick to that is to make sure that we just let the professionals handle that. So when it comes to payroll, yes, if you try to do your own payroll, it's going to be scary and you're probably going to screw it up and you get into fines and it can be a big scary mess. But if you pay a payroll company like ADP, you're fine. When it comes to hiring, you can find a labor attorney in your state typically for a couple hundred bucks that'll just have a conversation with you, make sure you're good. And maybe for a couple thousand dollars a year, you can just talk to them when you run into trouble. So that's a great issue that Desiree brought up, is like, I feel like I've got a bunch of legal knowledge. And again, or I need a bunch of legal knowledge before I hire. The reality is it's almost always our beliefs about hiring and our fears about hiring that hold us back, not the reality. So yes, even if you're not a lawyer or a payroll expert, you can hire lawyers and payroll experts out there to keep you safe, so to speak. Denise says, thanks for all your years of knowledge from New Jersey. Good to have you. You are absolutely welcome, Denise. Andrea says, I can't seem to find the right fit. They tend to be drug addicts or just don't show up. All right, we are definitely going to talk about that. I've got that one I had, sister. I was going to talk about that. Felix says, hello. What's up, Mike? Thanks from San Diego. Lauren says, hi. If any of you guys out there listening to the broadcast and want to join us, just join our Facebook group, like our Facebook page, and I think you'll get heads up of the lives. As of now, for the last probably year or so, we've done them Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 o'clock Mountain, I think 10 o'clock Pacific, what's that, 1 o'clock Eastern. So that's how you can join us if you are enjoying the broadcast, but you'd like to be live 10 o'clock Pacific, Tuesdays and Thursdays. You're welcome, Desiree. She says, thank you. Okay. So I promise I'm going to get to not being able to get the right fit, drug addicts not showing up. We're going to talk about all that. But first, I want to talk about another belief. So first and foremost, we've got to understand we don't have to be an expert in the law. We don't have to be an expert at payroll. We don't have to be able to do all this stuff. We just have to access people that are and be able to pay them. And I promise you, when you get good employees, you'll have enough. And we talk about pricing and all that and getting good customers, all the other stuff we'll need to make sure that you can afford that. But the answer is don't try and cheap out and do it on your own, right? We do want to make sure we've got good labor attorneys, which again, could be a couple $100 an hour. You might only need 3 or 4 hours of their time per year, right? If you do stuff right. Okay. The next big mistake we miss is all about cleaning skill, right? People put in their ads, I'm looking for a good cleaner. I only hire experienced cleaners, clean, clean, clean. The reality is you can really teach anybody to clean. You can't teach good people to act or bad people to act like good people, right? It's really hard. So the big shift we've got to make is getting away from I need to hire the best cleaner and hope that they do things like show up and don't steal from me and, you know, don't punch other employees or come to work high or all that fun stuff. So yeah, that's the first thing is we want to make sure it's not about cleaning skills, but who they are and the caliber of person. We can teach anyone to clean, but teaching a dirtbag to act right is just about impossible. So that's the first thing we've got to kill. Yeah, Daisy, one of our Millionaire Masterminds, says we hire one of 50 that we interview. We're going to talk about that coming up. All right. And Felix says, we lost 3 customers in 2 weeks because we were wearing a mask. What should we do? I don't know. That sounds crazy. If you were just wearing a mask, I don't know why you'd wear a mask, and B, I don't know why anyone would fire you. So that sounds like an odd situation. All right. The second false belief we have, and this is insidious. It's all about the money, right? I can't. Hey, Arjun, you're going to be a loyal listener, man. Greetings from London, Ontario. Good to have you. All right. So a lot of things we think it's all about the money, right? Like, and we believe that two ways. One, the more I pay, the better I'll get, or I can buy their loyalty. And then two, yeah, if I just, and kind of the hybrid of that is if I just pay more, I can get a better caliber person. Sounds like bad news, actually good news. It's not about the money. So I've seen people pay right down to minimum wage to $3, $4, $5, $10. Lauren says, we're not alone in this. I'm so glad you said that, Lauren, because that is a big thing of what we do here in Cleaning Nation is make sure you guys and gals know you're not alone. We are all here to serve you, and there is a team of people. If you haven't already joined our Facebook group, I think Lindsay's on. Lindsay, if you put the link to the Facebook group, there's like, we're like 97, 9,800 members. So if you join anytime soon, you might be our 10,000th member. I don't know if there's a prize, but there probably should be. Jump in the Facebook group. There's a lot of other owners out there that can support you. And again, that's what we want to do with Cleaning Nation. That's why I like doing these lives. So we can actually talk to you guys and gals and really kind of help you live. And then obviously, our clients, we put into groups and we make sure that we hold their hands and take care of them. So, growmycleaningcompany.com is where you get all the data on us. The Facebook group's a great place to not feel so alone. Cause I promise you, that's another thing. People think like, I'm the only one. Everyone else, you know, seems to have great employees or, you know, they know how to get people to show up to interviews or they're not all druggies. And we start realizing like, hey, we all deal with the same stuff. It's just getting the right systems that really, really helps. So, okay. It's all about the money myth, right? The reality is you have to pay fair, right? So if you try and take advantage of people, you're going to get bad people that are willing to be taken advantage of because they know there's something wrong with them. If you get good people, they want to be part of something special. They've had a ton of crappy minimum wage or low wage jobs, right? And $12 an hour, $13 an hour at the end of the month, right? Especially if they're part-time, just kind of working for extra money, which is what we generally coach. It might be $800 versus $880. It's not a huge difference. So don't freak out that it's not about the money, because it's not. It is about the environment that you teach. It's about or you provide. A lot of them just want to be a part of team, a part of something special. And they're looking for a home. They want to share, be a place where they're sure it's a community, right? So first and foremost, we always want to create an amazing community. And that's why we're constantly harping on core values and leading by core values, right? So Sheena summed it up, and this is kind of what we're going to talk about a lot today. How do you do this in an area that has record breaking unemployment? We have to compete against the hospitality industry so we can offer medical care, 3 weeks paid vacation, blah, blah, blah. So again, an employee can just quit and get another job in the same day where we live. That's where everybody lives. So the first thing we got to get over, Sheena and Cleaning Nation listening, is we got to kill this belief that I'm somehow different, right? We've coached all 50 states, all the provinces in Canada, throughout the world, UK, Australia, New Zealand. Africa. We haven't had any clients from Africa, but we coach them through this show. The first thing we got to kill is this belief that it's I'm different. And the way I know it's different is there are successful cleaning companies in your area, right? So we say stuff like it's unemployment, they can quit, there's all this competition. Yeah, okay, well, how are your successful competitors doing it, right? So the questions that we ask ourselves can really make things better or worse. When we ask ourselves unhelpful questions like, how am I supposed to compete about high employment? What can I do when everyone's got a crappy job? How can I, these are disempowering. We want to make sure that we add empowering questions, like, how are the successful companies in my company, in my place being successful? What can I offer them that they won't want to quit? And that's exactly what we're talking about, Sheena, in terms of, you're right, like all of our employees can go get another crappy minimum wage job tomorrow. So if we try and compete on money, I guess if you start paying $60,000 a year for a cleaner, you could maybe get someone good. I don't even know what that, but you can't pay that much, right? So whether it's 12 or 13 or 14 or 16, depending on your area, it's not the money, it is the environment. So first of all, typically, and this is another reason I really coach you guys to get part-time folks looking for extra work. Oh, John says, this is great. Looking for my breakthrough call later. That is so cool, John. I'll try and see who your coach is and give him a shout out and let him know you're on the lives and give you some extra love. So yeah, Lauren says, right. They want to feel appreciated and be a part of something great where they're seen and listened to. That's exactly right. You compete with the larger companies. First of all, typically they're not going to give 3 weeks vacation and healthcare and all that crap to a minimum wage $12 an hour employee, especially for part-time. So that's not true. But what you can do that larger companies can is create a culture in a community that doesn't exist anywhere else. So that's really the focus that we've got to do. All right. The next thing, the next lie from the pit of hell that we listen to that kills us is I've got to wade through a bunch of applicants, right? Like I've got to, I put it because one of two things happens when you start advertising for your cleaning company. No one shows up or everybody shows up. So if nobody shows up, we freak out and give up. And that's where you need to write a hiring ad. That's one of the things we teach you how to write an effective hiring ad. That's not just going to get the right people, but it's going to get a lot of the right people. Because you get a lot of the wrong people, that's no good. Or you can get very few of the wrong people. You get very few of the right people, it's not enough. You can get a ton of the wrong people, that's no good. Sheena says blood in, blood out. I've been through some of our courses at least, I think. Yes, so we need a system to wade through the applicants for us. It never works when you as the owner, or even if you try to pay someone, you put an ad out, and like I said, if there's not enough, then you've got to change your ad, right? And that's one of the things that we walk through you with in our elite group is we make sure you have an ad that works. But let's say you've got an ad. A lot of you guys put out an ad. You're like, I got like 120 applicants. I'm married. But then the problem is because you're buried, you try and do it all yourself, right? You're like, I just started calling. And if we're honest with each other, we might make 30 calls if we're good, right? If we're hardworking, and maybe you'll talk to 10 people. And maybe after that 10 people, you'll set up three or four appointments. And maybe of those three or four appointments, one or two will show up. And maybe of the one or two, 0 to 1 will be someone that you're even willing to talk to. You set yourself up for failure because your system depends on you to do a bunch of stuff. And you just called the first 30 and gave up because it was too daggum hard. You got 118 applicants, right? The best hires might have been at the back end. So if your system depends on you or one of your employees just hard calling people, you're going to get killed. You need an automated system that does all the work for you, right? Another thing that we teach and walk through how to do group interviews and have them show up. And you need a position so you just show up once a week to your group interview and qualified applicants just show up. Okay, so the next belief, and again, a lot of these are beliefs and fears because there's really this I am afraid, right? So it's maybe 20% I really don't know what I'm doing, but 80% I'm afraid and I don't know how to do it. And that's why we try and give you guys, not try, that's why we have the systems and processes. And with our Facebook group, the accountability and community of other people that are making that same transition. We've got a lot of people that are committed with you. Makes it a lot easier and less scary. Brian says, this has been my biggest struggle. I feel like a magnet for poor employees. I hope to learn a lot today. So glad that you're here, Brian, because I don't know if you meant it or not, but you hit on something really important. Hey, Veronica, good to have you. We are absolutely a magnet for a certain kind of employee, right? So I love that you're taking ownership, Brian. You go, I feel like I'm a magnet for poor employees. That may be the case. And guess what? And again, this is why we need systems and processes so we can look at each piece of our system, whether it be our hiring ad, the follow-up system afterwards, how we conduct our interviews, how we conduct our onboarding process, all of that stuff. The way that you do it is going to attract the right kind of people or the wrong kind of people. So absolutely an influence over who we attract. We've got to make sure we're doing it on purpose and attracting the right people. And that starts right with a hiring ad. So the big thing is we need a system because what happens is like Daisy, one of our Millionaire Mastermind people, and I'm pretty sure they've got an amazing team. She's like, we might get 50 applicants for one employee, which is great if you've got a system to wade through that. And in an hour to a week, you can have that one person pop out and you see them, or two or three if you've got hundreds of applicants, right? But you don't have to wade through them. So a lot of you guys right now have a system that's not scalable, right? You put out an ad, you or one of your employees tries to go through it. You don't even get halfway through and you give up and you settle for a crappy employee because a good one doesn't show up because you just aren't going through enough applicants, right? So the problem is we, again, have this mind, this kind of head trash where we tell ourselves, well, you know, no one shows up. And when they do show up, they suck or they're on drugs or whatever. So I guess I just can't hire, right? The reality is, again, it's where we focus, right? The questions that we ask. So as opposed to saying, here's an unhelpful question. Why are all these people so lazy? Why does nobody show up? Why are there all drugs? How am I supposed to build a cleaning business when I've got a bunch of knuckleheads out there? None of those questions are going to get you where you want to go. The right question, the healthy question is, what systems and processes do I need to have so no matter how many crappy people show up, I always have as many or more good people show up than I need? That's all. That's the only question we need to answer, right? So if I do a group interview that's totally automated, it doesn't take me any time other than maybe the hour I'm there, and I get seven people there and five of them are terrible, but two are good employees and I need zero or one or two employees, I'm good to go, right? So stop beating yourself up about all the people that suck and just focus on do the systems and processes I have in place, get me the employees I need and the caliber of employees I need in a time that isn't frustrating or overwhelming for me. Mickey says, onboarding new employees during the craziness of cleaning leaves them feeling disconnected. What do we do? You might get sick of hearing this, Mickey, but the answer to that one is systems, systems, and more systems, right? A lot of times our system is we go through all this work to finally hire someone that's not the right person, and then we just take them out cleaning with us, and it drives us nuts because we don't have a system. We need a process and a system that's always bringing in people, always training people, and you should have your people training each other. That's I think step 8 or 9 of our system is zero to trainer in 30 days, right? We need a system that does that. All right. Denise says, my worries, I feel like my two-part timers are my whole company. Not sure how to incorporate newbies and keep the customers happy. So another way to make sure that we're not super dependent on people, because that's what happens, right? We know it's so hard to hire employees because our systems suck. It's almost like it's so painful. When we finally get someone, we hold on to them like grim death, right? And all of a sudden the inmates run the asylum. They know that they need us way less than we need them, and they start getting to be a problem. The way to inoculate yourself from that, make sure that never happens, is always have more quality people coming in every week, whether you feel like you need them or not. You always have people coming in. That is a subtle but persistent and effective reminder that you aren't my whole company. I got more people trying to get into this place that want this job than I have room for them. Anna says, cool, where's the program to help us attract talent? We only accept a limited amount of folks per month because we really walk through. You know, I don't usually do this, but I'm going to do this today because I really want to make sure that everyone that's here has this opportunity. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk, you can book like a quick 10 or 15 minute call with one of our coaches to just really get clear on where you're at now, where you want to be, and help you come up with a plan to get there. If we think we're the best situation, she'll book you another time to talk about that. There's nothing for sale on these calls. But if she doesn't, they'll still try and come up with a plan. So if you go to growmycleancompany.com/talk, you can book a quick 10, 15 minute call and just help come up with a plan and get some clarity on how we can help you. So, because I know a lot of people are asking that and I want to keep teaching, but I don't want ever to be like, just tell me how to freaking get it. Go there. They can really walk through where you're at and help you come up with a plan. And hopefully I'll get to hang out with you guys and help you personally, which is my favorite thing to do. So, all right. Good. All right, moving on. So the next thing that we kill ourselves with is this nasty circle of, well, I can't hire people. I don't want to have an ad out if I don't need cleaners. But then when we need cleaners, we're in panic mode and we end up just taking the first guy. You're welcome, Anna. I was like, awesome, thank you. I'll look for you, Anna. When you come through, I'll make sure we give you a little extra love. If you book a call, let me know, just put the post in here because Lindsay's on top of that. We'll make sure that we take extra special care of y'all. Okay. So we've got to get, again, all this is beliefs, right? If we believe we need to be an expert in the law or payroll, we'll stop. If we believe everyone's lazy and we can't compete with the bigger companies, we're going to fail. If we believe that no one else wants to work, we're going to fail. If we believe because we might have to go through 50 applicants to get one. Holy crap. Alan is like today at 4. I love the dadgum action taking, Anna. Everyone talks about making change and doing stuff. Anna just like, I'm on it. Anna just like, I'm on it. I got this done. Okay, so we've got to kill all these beliefs. And one of the last beliefs we need to kill is I have to wait until I need cleaners until I hire. The reality is if you're going to be a real cleaning company that's growing, you're always going to need cleaners. We're either top grading, somebody's quitting, we're firing them because they're not doing a good job. We're getting new customers, so we need new cleaners. And the best time to start hiring for cleaning, if you need a cleaner today, you need to start hiring 2-3 weeks ago, right? If you start hiring today, you're putting yourself in a bad situation. All right. Lauren says, I found that it's an onboarding process I had to streamline and organize. That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. And we talk a lot about that in the system. We don't talk about it here because most of you guys don't have a system for even attracting the right applicants and then waiting in a systematized way to wade through those applicants and only get face to the face with ones that can help you. So it doesn't make any sense to talk about onboarding because until we get that system fixed, the onboarding is not going to help, but it is important. I recently acquired an administrative assistant to have interviews, and the more laid back on my calls, finding out who they are. Love that. And again, if you're going to delegate parts of your hiring and onboarding process, that's fine, but you have to have a system for the people to follow, right? A lot of times we don't like doing it and we're like, this sucks, I'm going to hire someone else to do it. But if we weren't able to do it as the owner, whoever you hire is not going to be able to do it. So I love hiring a VA, administrative assistant, anyone to help with this process. Just make sure you have a good system that you're handing over to them so they're not trying to figure it out just like you were. And then Lauren says, systems and places really helped me. Thank you. The struggle is so real. You're absolutely right. This is a skill. This is what we walk through people through. It can take weeks to get this done if you've got systems and years, and you may never figure it out without. So the benefit is, the good news is, guys, gals, when you get this right, the world is your oyster. This is the competitive advantage that most of your competitors are not going to have. I found when we first get started with cleaning, it is getting customers and billing and profit and how do I bid and all that sort of stuff, which is great. Avery says, what up, brother? Thanks for all you do. You're welcome, Avery. I'm looking to talk to you in about 40 minutes, my friend. He's one of our elite members and I'm just about to jump on that call. So I can't wait to serve Avery and his beautiful bride. Okay, so once you get this right, it is so much easier to get good clients. But what I was saying before is, at the beginning, we start with that, how do I bid, how do I get clients, and all that sort of stuff. Super important. But then as we escalate and our business grows, we start realizing that we are actually competing with for good talent more than we're competing for good customers. And the reason is, it is really hard psychologically to get good customers when in the back of our mind, we're like, either I'm going to have to end up cleaning this thing, or I'm going to have to hire someone that isn't the right person. They're going to do a bad job. And we've got all that fear and we just know, we feel like a fake. It's really hard to attract good customers because we, as you know, typically honest integrity people know that we're not ready for them. So it's hard to attract. The beautiful thing is the opposite happens. We've got more talent than we can handle. When you've got more talent than you can handle, you're so confident, like, I've got this amazing team. They're going to do a great job. Work just seems to come to you, right? So the benefit is, once you get this system right, the cleaning company, the cleaning business, I don't want to say is easy, but oh my gosh, is it simple and so much easier and so much more fun. So this really is the big, this client attraction system and employee attraction system, you get those two, this is an easy business. So, that's where you do it again. Honest as good customers are the way. We put all our money and time into that, but late attracting talent. And that goes, it's so common, Anna. A lot of people, customers, and holy crap, guess what? It works. And then, I talk to people that are working 80 hours a week, like I've got a waiting list of customers, but they're not making any money. They've just got a job that they're cleaning all the time. And that's where it's time way before that, but certainly at that time to make that transformation from cleaner into owner. And that's what we want to help you guys do. So if you want help with that, you can just go to growmycleaningcompany.com. If you want our, Lauren says, Mike, you were in my house today. Woo! What, I love it, Lauren. If you want to go to growmycleaningcompany.com, we've done over 500 podcasts and videos and these lives. They're all there. We just did the, it's funny, I was in Florida with my amazing bride for our 500th episode Thursday, and it was beautiful and the sun was out. We kind of did it outside with the palm trees, and now I'm home in Phoenix and it's rainy and dreary, but that's that. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com for all of that. If you're going to go there, start with the webinar. There's the 5 shifts you need to really grow a cleaning company. Totally free. It's on demand. The best of the best of the best of all the training we've got, growmycleaningcompany.com. Again, for those of you like, hey, I need to get this change right now, please, please, please help me with those systems. Again, we only take maybe 10, 20 customers per month and we have hundreds. I think we had 341 requests for appointment last month. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk And I usually don't give that link kind of out here into the world. So jump on now because we don't have a limited amount of space. We will do everything we can to help you get clear on where you're at, where you want to be, help you come up with a plan to get there. If we're a right fit to help you, we'll absolutely tell you what that looks like. If not, we'll still try and figure that stuff out. Brian says, where can I get the cost of your services? Honestly, we don't even discuss investment unless we're going to invite you, right? Because it doesn't make sense to tell you what it costs. Like, great, I'm in. And we're like, well, not so fast. So if and when we get to the point where we think we'd be a good fit to help you, we'll let you know what the pricing is, but we just don't go over that stuff until we think it's a good fit. And again, the goal of the calls that we're doing anyway is not to figure out what our services cost, because who cares what they cost, or even to see if we're a good fit. It's to get clear with you on where you're at, where you want to be, and help you come up with a plan. And if that plan involves us, we absolutely want to talk to you about that. If it doesn't, that's okay. So really want to encourage you guys, gals, not to come like trying to get sold on something or trying to get into our program, because that's not what you want. You want a result. And we want to make sure we get on with me or one of our coaches and talk about what results you want, come up with the best plan to get you there. And if and when we're a part of that plan, happy to talk that through with you, but that's not the goal. So anyway, guys, gals, love being with you. Love the lots of activity in the Facebook group. For those of you that are in the elite group, I'm going to talk to you and here live. I'm going to talk to you in about 35 minutes. I'm already looking forward to it. For everyone else, enjoy all the good stuff. We got to growmycleaningcompany.com. Appreciate you, Clean Nation. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.